This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Cuban music CD Buena Vista Social Club and the documentary film of the same name have had surprising success here in the U.S. Tonight, some of the musicians kick off a U.S. tour playing a kind of music called son that dates back to the 1920s. Neither the CD nor the film is being distributed in Cuba, but their success abroad has helped renew the musicians' fame back home. Reese Ehrlich has a report.
Sitting in the freshly painted living room of his house in central Havana, Ruben Gonzalez pounds out a classic Cuban song on his new piano. The piano and paint job are thanks to the success of the Buena Vista Social Club's CD, which so far has sold over 1.5 million copies. It's also brought Gonzalez out of retirement. Gonzalez says he had no idea what would happen when he stopped by the Egram recording studio near his house one day in 1996 and met two foreign record producers.
I was playing the grand piano they have there. There were a lot of people just checking things out. One of them was this British guy, Nick Gold. He insisted that I keep playing. Ry Cooter liked what I was playing too. They grabbed chairs and sat by the piano. They fell in love with the music.
Like Ruben Gonzalez, singer Ibrahim Ferrer recorded several Cuban standards that day and was shocked by the outcome.
I didn't expect those songs to become so popular, Dos Gardenias and Candela, because I originally recorded them 17 years ago. I just can't explain why they became popular now.
Ay, Candela, Candela, Candela me quemo ese número.
That's the song.
Ferrer was also retired, although he was worse off economically than Gonzalez. Ferrer lived in a small apartment and was shining shoes for neighbors to supplement his pension. Both of their stories, along with those of some half a dozen other musicians, are told by German director Wim Wenders in his documentary, Buena Vista Social Club. Though it's only been screened twice in Cuba, some who have seen it are criticizing the film's portrayal of the Cuban music scene. Enida Lima, who has been married to Ruben Gonzalez for 46 years, says the movie exaggerates the musician's poverty. Lima says most of the musicians in the film lived in acceptable conditions, and some lived quite well. She says she and her husband were getting by on his pension. But the film leaves the impression that Ruben Gonzalez was living in abject poverty, that he didn't have a piano, and as a result, hadn't played in years. Lima admits her husband's old piano did indeed fall apart, but he still managed to practice every day.
He went to a friend's house to practice so as not to lose his facility. He continued training, studying, and even performing.
Critics also say the film contends that prior to the release of the Buena Vista Social Club CD, the music known as son was in danger of extinction in Cuba. The reality is far more complicated. A walk through the tourist areas of Old Havana finds son alive and practiced quite well. It's popular with foreigners and older Cubans, and all of the bands in this part of town know the son classics, such as Chan Chan, the first cut on the Buena Vista Social Club CD. At a bar called the Lluvia de Oro, a band of young musicians named the Sunny Boys responds to a request by immediately launching into their version of Chan Chan. If you listen closely, the Sunny Boys have modernized the classic. And that gets to the heart of the matter. Cubans regard son much like Americans view Dixieland jazz. It's popular with some people. It's recognized as the foundation of some contemporary music. But Cuba has developed more modern sounds since the 1950s. In fact, many young Cubans see son players and fans as old fogies. That becomes clear at a party for a group of construction workers in Havana. Young and old sit around sipping keg beer from paper cups. Orlando Ledije, age 63, likes traditional son and well remembers such older musicians as Rubén González.
Rubén González lo conozco desde la provincia, desde que llegó aquí de Santa Clara.
I know Rubén González. He's from around here, from the province of Santa Clara. He's a very well-known musician. He played with one of the best-known orchestras in Cuba. I've loved his music for 20 years.
By comparison, 33-year-old Odalia Aliaga has never heard of González, and she doesn't listen much to traditional son.
El son tradicional tengo una buena opinión porque es una música que le gusta a todo el mundo.
I have a good opinion of traditional son because it's liked by people all over the world, particularly in Latin America. But I like salsa the best because I really like to dance to it. That's what young people like.
That attitude is starting to change. Most Cubans have never heard the Buena Vista Social Club CD or seen the film, but they have heard about the success of both abroad, and they're curious. Lázaro Martínez, a member of a music club in Havana, says young people now gather at a local beer garden on weekends to listen to traditional son.
Esta sí tiene un fenómeno.
There is something very interesting in regard to the youth behavior. And it is connected with the Los Jardines de la Polar and La Tropical, pretty close to the beer factories, where we used to go to dance. Now, young people are going there. They are going there to dance son. And they are beginning to understand and to love that kind of music.
Beginning is the operative word. While the formerly retired Buena Vista Social Club musicians are becoming better known among young people, it's unlikely traditional son will hit the Cuban version of the top 10 anytime soon. For NPR News, Omri Serlik in Havana.
Las gardenias de mi amor se mueren. Es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer. Es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer.